Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we were in week two of our teaching series on the Lord's Prayer, where we looked at the line, "Hallowed be your name." And one of the takeaways during our message on Sunday was that here in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus is giving us a full and complete picture of who God is. You see, it's important that we have an accurate view and understanding of who God is, because how we think about God impacts how we live and it impacts how we pray. And here in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus is giving us a complete picture of who God is. In fact, in just the first two lines of the Lord's Prayer, we learn a lot about the nature and character of God. Jesus tells us that God is our Father in heaven, but that he is also set apart and holy, that there is no one like him. So on the one hand, Jesus is encouraging us to approach God as our Heavenly Father, because God is not distant or removed or uninterested in our lives. No, God is imminent, meaning that he is close and he's personal and he's actively involved in our life. In fact, the book of Hebrews tells us that we can approach God with boldness and confidence, that we should draw near to God in our time of need because he is our perfect Heavenly Father. But on the other hand, we also need to recognize that God is transcendent, meaning that God exists out of time and space, that his nature surpasses our ability to fully understand or comprehend, and that God holds supreme power and authority over all creation. There is no one like our God. He is holy and set apart, and he is distinct and separate from his creation. And so how do we balance these two ideas? How do we make sense of this, that God is both immanent, meaning he's close, but he's also transcendent? He's set apart. You see, I think most people, even maybe most Christians, they settle for a half version of God, meaning that we choose one aspect of God that we like or that we're comfortable with, and then we either ignore or reject the other aspect of who God is. You know, for some people, they choose the gentle, intimate God who is always available to listen to them. And so they'll come to God with their issues and their problems and their concerns, knowing that he's close and that he cares for them and that he loves them. But they'll often ignore God's transcendence and God's holiness. And as a result, God becomes kind of their spiritual support buddy or therapist who's there to assist them with their problems and give them helpful advice, but they don't actually worship him or respect him. And as a result, they feel free to ignore God's commands if they don't like them. There's affection for God, but very little reverence. But then there are others who maybe they choose the transcendent, all-powerful God of the universe, and they will obey God's commands and do their best to follow his rules because they fear God and they respect him. They understand that God is holy and powerful, but they will only admire God from a distance, because they feel uncomfortable drawing close to him and being with him. They respect God and they fear God, but they don't delight in him. There's no closeness or intimacy in their relationship with him, and this can lead to them serving God out of a sense of duty or a sense of obligation without any joy or love in the process. You see, we don't want to settle for a half version of God. A version of God that emphasizes one aspect of who God is and ignores the other. No, we want to see God and know God for all of who he is, because this impacts how we live and how we pray. And so how do we do that? How do we make sense of both God as Father, but also God as holy? You see, the answer is found in the person of Jesus and the one who is teaching us how to pray. Because in Jesus, God's immanence and God's transcendence, they meet together and they become one. I mean, that's what the incarnation is. It's the all-powerful God of the universe becoming one of us and drawing near to us. The Word becoming flesh and coming to dwell among us. Which is why we can boldly pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Yes, God is holy, and He is set apart, and He is transcendent. And so we approach Him with reverence and worship and adoration, recognizing that His name is the most valued and treasured name in the world. But He is also our Father in heaven. And so we approach Him the same way a child approaches their dad, with boldness and confidence, knowing that He is our perfect Heavenly Father. Jesus gives us a full and complete picture of who our God is. And so I'd love to take a moment to pray for us now and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank You that You are our perfect Heavenly Father. God, that You love us, that You are close to us, that You have drawn near to us. But God, we also recognize that You are holy. God, that You are transcendent, that You are all powerful and all knowing. And so God, we want to have a posture of worship and reverence for who You are. God, our prayer is that Your name would be hallowed, that it would be made great and holy and set apart, God. And we want to do whatever we can through our lives, through our prayers, God, to show people Your greatness and Your power and Your glory and Your holiness. And so, Father, we love You, we praise You, and we pray all of this in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen.